Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos, Daf Ayin Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Tes Med Beis, on the second line with the word Gvoya. Gvoya, Ma Gvoya, Shua Gvoya Madriga. In Tema Gvoya, Shua Shefeya Amadriga Kenamaton. In Tema Gvoya Hamadriga, Shefe Shepua Madriga Kenamalon. The Gemara asked the question. We learned that Rabbi Elazar said that if one plants on one on the ground and one on the mound, if it's 10 tefachim tall, one does not combine with the other. Does the 10 tefachim height refer to the mound in order to make it a different domain, or does it refer to the height of the row itself? If you say the row must be higher, if the mound is slanted and planted on the part that's below 10 tefachim, they combine. If you say that it refers to the mound's height creating a separate domain, the slope is also considered to be above 10, and they do not combine. And the Gemara answers from Abaisa, if there were two rows planted on the mound, one above and one below 10 tefachim, they do not combine. Now, could you say that we were referring to the height of the row rather than the mound? Rabbimana rejects this. He says, even if the mound is slanted, it's not because the row is above 10 tefachim that it doesn't combine, rather, it's because the entire slope of the mound is viewed as a separate domain. Taman Taninan Hazoik Dalad Amos Bakoisel Lamala Measor Trochim Kazoik Ba'avir Lamata Measor Trochim Kazoik Ba'oritz. The Mishnah says in Masechet Shabbos, one who throws something 4 amos at a wall in a public domain and it lands above 10 trochim is like throwing it into the air, meaning into a place that is exempt from the definitions of a domain, and he is exempt. If it landed below 10 trochim, it's like throwing it on the ground, and he is liable. Rav Chista says that 4 amos means with its diagonal, meaning the diagonal length of a 4 by 4 amos square, which is 5 and 3/5 amos. Vin Sefer Leirid, and the Gemara asks, why is he liable for throwing below 10 tefachim? How could it land on the side of the wall without falling? Rav Chia b'shem Rav Yochan departed shehaisa dvei l'shmeina v'hi nitucha. Rav Chia, quoting Rav Yochan, said that it was a sticky fig cake. Rav Chagai, boy koimi Rav Yosi, leif hada amma shepur madrega k'namaton. Rav Chagai asked Rav Yosi, but if not for it landing in a place on the wall that is exempt, it would have been considered throwing it on the ground. Doesn't that show that the slope of a mound is like the ground? Amalei taman zarin nehen min madrega b'amhacha derech mene adam liyosi shafin va v'hi nefeles. And Rav Yosi answered Rav Chagai that there in Kilayim, the vines planted in the mound are embedded there and don't fall down, but over here in Shabbos, since the passersby will rub against the wall and it will fall down, it's considered to be like the ground. Ila amma kashahayab sham chor behi nehne min achor kashim shazorim nehne min amajega yos. If you would have said that there was a hole in the wall there and the fig cake would have stuck into the wall inside the hole, just as the seeds benefit from the mound, then it would have been a good comparison. Shtigi noisu agavzu hatachtoina asir kerem valyona eino asir kerem zoresa alyona adju magia laavir asora. The Baisa says that two gardens that are one above the other on a slope, if the lower one is a vineyard and the upper one is not, he may plant the upper one and even plant down the slope until he reaches within the 10 tefachim of airspace of the vines of the lower one. Rabun Bachir, boy claiming Rabbi Zeira, leif hadar amma shepur madrega klamaton. Rabun Bachir asked Rabbi Zeira, doesn't that show that the slope of a mound is like the ground below it? Amalei mishim zoim, notim lavir hakerem. Rabbi Zeira answered that no, the reason that they may not be planted within 10 tefachim is because of the leaves spreading over the vines. Ha'elyona asir kakerem, batachtoina in asir kakerem, zoreth atachtoina vetha madrega achumagia le'ik agafonim. And the Baisa continues there, if the upper one is a vineyard and the lower one is not, then he may plant the lower one and the mound until he reaches the vine trunks. Rabbi Yosi says that the Baisa is not prohibiting planting more than 3 tefachim under the trunks. And we have a support from a Baisa that pier roots that enter within 4 amos of a vineyard, if there are 3 tefachim below the surface, they are permitted.